My name is Enoch Weni of Block 53 R2, a bona fide resident of the Red Location.
Siso kuyatheli Africa. Malan Shu
Ombre Mhlaba was one of my neighborhoods. He stays at Block 54, H1.
Malan.
I grew up under him. He was working at Court Chambers. The bridge was divided up into two sections. At the new radio station, the white man section and the native section. 600 volunteers, they went to the station to defy the unjust laws. Leader was Ombre Mhlaba, leading the procession. 600, we march on singing freedom songs. Vulindlela was also part of the political songs. Vulindlela, open the door, Malan, we want to enter. D.F. Malan was the prime minister. Freedom songs of defiance campaign. Zainyatele Africa.
Siso kuyatele Africa. Malan Shu. Shu, shu, Malan.
My name is Mthembu Sekondo, a retired priest of the Anglican Church. I met Raymond Mhlaba about 1952. We were being recruited. We moved then from the Unity Movement youth group to ANC. And then we were charged towards the end of the defiant campaign when
I'm Mrs. Diteke Leticia Mhlaba. From 1950s. We were together at the meetings. Every Sunday, I met him there. And I noticed that this gentleman, he's a quiet somebody and dignified. I fell in love with him because he was so quiet.
He's very fond of children. In fact, he was my friend, although he's elder. Encouraged us to go to school because one day we'll take over the country.
Mhlaba was a very confident person, a brave person with a lot of courage, would not waver about what he is saying. He had a personality which courted confidence. See, the persons who were in leadership were people like Gavin Begin and Mhlaba were more foot soldiers of the ANC. And in terms of interaction with the masses, they were relatively less academically equipped than Gavin Begin and others. They were not armchair politicians and sharing in every respect. Also, he started a trade union movement at the time.
It was Ombre Mhlaba, Govan Mbeki, Mrs. Mathomela, and the other political prisoners. He published a political magazine called New Age and Fighting Talk. They were selling those papers every Friday at a tiki to support the ANC. ANC had no money.
Well, it was very difficult because the policemen noticed that there's something with me and Ombre. And then they keep a notice of us, but we didn't stop anything.
The accused are Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela, Walter Max Oliot Sisulu, Govan Archibald Mbeki, Ahmed Mohamed Kathrada, Raymond Mhlaba. They are charged on two counts of sabotage, one of contravening the Suppression of Communism Act, and one of contravening the General Law Amendment Act. They are alleged to have recruited persons for instruction and training in preparing, manufacturing, and using explosives for the purpose of committing acts of violence and destruction in South Africa, and training in the art of guerrilla warfare for the purpose of causing a violent revolution in South Africa.
Accused number one is found guilty on all four counts. Accused number two is
part of the prisoners who went to Rubin Island, the first lot to be arrested. Honestly, I cried when he went to jail.
Accused number four.
He was seen to be very much a grassroots person. They would not prefer to be given anything more than the people were getting.
Not only myself and the rest of our black people and the rest of all our colored people, they all respect him to such an extent that when election was due in South Africa, many colored people wish Mhlaba to be a president. The man in which Rappaport was so humble to each and everyone, whites, blacks, all of us, were very fond of that man.